Over 40 in Vancouver, episode number 60. I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
We're here outside, archived by Revolver Coffee.
On potentially one of the last nice days that we can do this on.
The end of autumn, as they say, hot autumn. Dale, what do you think about urban neighborhood wildlife?
I think it's amazing. I love how nature always finds a way. Although, I must say, you know, it has its annoying side too, so it's one of those double-sided
swords. Would you think it's amazing if you got sprayed by an urban wildlife skunk?
I hate skunks. I really do hate skunks.
Well, so how are they amazing? I guess they are amazing.
Well, no, I find the nature amazing. Like, I find it amazing that animals come back and find a way that we get, like, coyotes that are establishing their range. I wish we would have more birds of prey. I guess there's a few.
Have you encountered any... So what have you encountered in your neighborhood of North Vancouver?
Bears, skunks.
Bears?
Squirrels. Yeah.
Tell me a bear story.
I was on the bus going down Lonsdale, which is one of the main streets of North Vancouver, and a bear ran across the road behind the bus.
Seriously. Black bear, polar bear. No, I'm kidding. We don't live in the North Pole.
It was a black bear, and it definitely made the news. They had to tranquilize the poor critter.
Did the bus run into the bear?
No, it actually ran behind. It was crossing.
I was jogging.
Ran in back.
Have you been sprayed by a skunk?
No, I have not. Skunks are pretty chill. I used to work a graveyard shift, which meant I started work at 10 p.m.
Oh, that's prime skunk time, especially in the summer.
It was out at UBC, so I'm walking to get dinner to one of the few places that's open at 1 a.m. in the village.
What? There's something open at 1 a.m. in the UBC village?
There used to be, honestly.
Wow. I think there still is, but that was wow.
I come around the corner, and there is a skunk. Totally surprised me. I, like, did the whole, like, oh, shit.
The skunk, hey, this is a PG's podcast here.
The skunk looked kind of a little bit surprised, I guess, because I'd moved quickly. It was like, it just looked at me. It was just like, are you crazy?
Did,
like,
it spray you?
You idiot. It didn't even get afraid.
You're lucky.
It didn't.
I guess it's used to humans.
I think it takes a lot to get a skunk.
Oh, I don't know about that. Based on my anecdotal experience with skunks.
I don't know. Have you been to Stanley Park? Have you seen, like, all the dogs and people interacting, and the skunks are just super chill?
Well, that's different because they're used to it again. In my neighborhood, Clark Park, East Vancouver, my neighbor, Stefan, got sprayed by a skunk. He came out in the morning, 7 a.m., to water his garden. This is during summer, not autumn. He came out to water, and all of a sudden, a skunk appeared, a fat skunk. We think a mother sprayed him.
Oh, maybe there were young around. I don't know.
And now all 10 of our units in our 10-unit condo complex are all deathly afraid of the skunk, and I have seen it. I saw it, I believe, Tuesday night. The same skunk?
I mean, we get skunk spraying in the neighborhood.
Super fat.
In
I don't know. I thought mothers weren't fat.
Late summer, a lot of skunks.
Anyways, I've seen it.
The smell is awful. I mean, the smell is absolutely awful.
And so the smell is awful about once every other day now, so I don't know what's up with that skunk. Is it? It is afraid of humans. It's not biting humans. It sprayed the fat. I don't know. It sprayed through our block. So I don't know what's going on with that skunk. It's not the skunk behavior that I expected. Like, I expected them to skulk away. There's plenty of places to hide. There's shrubbery, as you know. It's not like they can't hide from humans.
Well, like
this particular
skunk
can't hide from humans.
I have actually encountered skunks quite a few times. Like, one summer, one took up...
But not sprayed. You haven't been sprayed.
Residence. Not, didn't take up residence, but definitely the back of our apartment was on its skulking list. And encountered it regularly. It was chill too. Like, in
you're
UBC,
lucky.
I encountered skunks. I have randomly come across skunks, and every time it's like they will ignore you, even when you're like within 4 feet of them.
Well, that's been my experience till this summer in Stefan. So it's ignored me. When I saw it on Tuesday, it ran off. But Stefan got sprayed. He lives 2 units down. I've gone to Bart on the Beach, which, as you may or may not know, is at 7:30, twice. So by the time you get on the bike, it's a half-hour ride from Kitsilano to East Van to where at Clark Park, or 45 minutes. So you get on the bike at 10:30 or 10:15, and by the time you get over there, it's pretty much pitch dark. And I've seen a skunk on woodland every time. But they're like the skunks you're talking about. They're running away.
Chill. Coyotes are much the same for me. Like, I greatly admire their cleverness and their ability to, like, keep themselves fed. But I do feel sorry for the people that, like, lose small pets.
I have seen raccoons twice this summer.
Raccoons are just evil. They're, like, they look really cute.
They're very smart.
They're evil.
That's why they're evil. They're very smart, right? They're smarter than skunks.
Tenacious, yeah.
Have you had any bad encounters or experiences with the raccoons and their families?
I have not. I have worked with people that have had pieces of their house destroyed.
Well, we've had that at our unit, in our building, not our unit. We've had that in our building.
Yeah.
We've had our roof destroyed by raccoons.
It's very common. And like you say, they're way too smart. So to actually try and keep them off the roof without actually killing them is really difficult.
I actually think they're smarter than humans when it comes to hiding.
Oh, probably.
Yeah. And I have not seen any coyotes or coyotes. I'm not sure what the most preferred pronunciation is.
It's probably coyote.
That doesn't matter.
And crows.
Thank
God crows don't have opposable thumbs, right?
I actually think crows are smarter than raccoons, and raccoons are pretty smart. So, yes. Thank goodness crows aren't sentient yet. This reminds me of a book I read called Morty, where... science fiction book where M-O-R-T, round brackets around the E, it's explained in the book, and it's about ants that become sentient. They have this 1,000-year-old memory of human beings being nasty to them, so the queen has this memory, and they become sentient, or she's always been sentient, but she breeds a race of 6-foot-tall ants, warriors, and they basically go around killing all the humans. And she genetically engineers a hormone to make the other animals sentient. Interesting novel. I'm not sure. Great novel, but that's... like if crows and raccoons were sentient, I wonder what they would say about us. Skunks, I'm pretty sure what they would say about all those annoying humans.
Man, I am.
Crows might say, "Hey, that picnic, that was delicious."
I fail at animal loving because I would really have no problems just wiping skunks off.
Oh, you see, when the skunks become sentient, then you're first in line to be shot
on the list. Yeah, actually, I would almost be okay with being shot. Just don't, like, you know, it would be worse to be alive with that stink around all the time. that would
stink.
Be a worse fate. Just
all
shoot
right.
me now.
Skunk-a-rama. Coyote-rama. Bears? Have you run into any other wildlife? Crows? Raccoons? We've got the whole gamut here in Vancouver.
When I used to commute to SFU when I worked up there, it was common to see deer on the side of the road.
Oh, deer. Yeah, my sister lives on a conservation area. I've seen plenty of deer. Some are very skittish. Some want to eat your food.
They're pretty, like, survival savvy, too. Like, cars driving by, they understand aren't a threat. As soon as one slows down and stops, you can see them getting a little bit nervous, so they understand, like, there's a difference. I'm not sure they're much smarter than that. They're almost, like, on Vancouver Island, they're about the size of a large dog. They're a lot smaller, and they're almost a nuisance. They're almost like cute big rats.
Aren't we all cute big rats?
Yeah, that could describe humankind.
Yes, I mean dolphins, whales.
Any number of movies that way.
Have you ever swam with the whales and dolphins?
No,
I guess that's not neighborhood
not.
Wildlife, is it? Getting off topic here.
No, the closest I saw was I saw a whale from the ferry. I think
feral dogs?
I have not seen a feral dog, thank God. That would
be
scary.
Yeah, those are scary. They are scary. I've seen them in the farmlands in Ontario. Feral cats.
Have dealt with feral cats, but that was on a farm in Abbotsford.
What were they like?
Just very wary of people, like, just not even close.
We've got 30 seconds. Oh, that was a very earth-shaking topic. Profound. We are all animals, including our urban wildlife.
Living together in harmony sometimes, not
always. Ebony, harmony, living together in... Oh, Ivory, living together in harmony. Sandy off from Stevie Wonder, I mean, archived by Revolver.
Roland Wonder, yes.
I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
Ciao, tschüss.